Blog Talk Radio.
And from coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. I am your host, Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from a, sweltering Tucson, Arizona. We're a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through, so we know you want to be live on air. And you can join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. Today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the International Association for Professional Tarot Readers since 2004. Visit us on the web at psychictalk.net/tarot. All righty, let me bring on my fabulous co-host. She's a certified tarot master, angelic healing practitioner, Reiki, crystal Reiki master, Vice President for Certification for the Tarot Guild, and a producer here on the network. She's coming to us live from Amarillo, Texas. It's the fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dex. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
It's another Psychic Saturday. Yes, we love our Psychic Saturdays, open lines and mini readings all show long. But today we also have a great topic, and we have a guest, too. So this is going to be an exciting show, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Hey, I want to give everybody a heads up real quick, just a second here, and let everybody know that in case you missed the show yesterday and you haven't been paying attention to the Facebook and the Twitter posts and everything, I'm doing a flash sale this weekend. So my tarot and numerology course is on sale for 76% off. And you get your membership in the Tarot Guild as well as your certification included free. And it's just $47 right now. So go over to psychictalk.net/flash. That's psychictalk.net/flash. Because it's only this weekend, and then it goes away. Go check that out. And today it's RX for readers, prescription for readers, however you want to say that, tips for self-care, and we have a special guest, our very own Sharona Rapsik. Let's bring Sharona on. Hey, Sharona.
Hello, beautiful people. So happy to be here with everyone, all you earth angels out there, all you light workers, it's going to be fun.
Awesome. And Sharona can help us with, I call it Reiki for readers, because she's a Reiki
master.
Absolutely. So is Mary, too. I often forget about that, Mary, because you do so many things. I forget that you're a Reiki master, too. Oh, wow. And so,
Reiki's wonderful.
I can see where it's like the perfect thing for practitioners of any kind to learn and not only use with their clients, but to use it with themselves. But before
absolutely.
We get into that, I was just going to say, before we get into that, Mary, you might want to tell people the germination of this topic, how you came up with talking about self-care and,
right. Well, absolutely. Because it's like, because I was thinking that there's a lot of, I talk to different people and I participate in like psychic fairs and stuff and, talking to different readers and our hosts on the network and stuff, I think that there's a lot of things that we do to kind of keep us in, the right condition, a healthy state, mind, body, spirit, kind of state, in order to be able to, open ourselves up in a way that we can be connected. And that we can connect with others and help them find, you know, the answers and the guidance that they're looking for. And over the years, I've noticed that there's a lot of different approaches that people have, and I thought it would be just really cool to share some of those with our listeners and with our readers on the website, so that they might, you know, realize, you know, sometimes when you're starting out, like with tarot reading or psychic readings or whatever, you know, you don't necessarily think about self-care. You don't really think about that. What you're so focused on is, like, you know, accuracy and the, you know, interpreting the cards and doing the work of it. But like anything else, you know, we got to keep the motor running. You know, we've got to do maintenance, you know, on ourselves, just like we do on our appliances, so that we're in optimum condition. So
awesome.
That's how
and
it kind of germinated.
And you
yeah,
came up
absolutely.
With this idea to do a blog post about it, and also, you know, seek out a bunch of readers for, you know, their suggestions for tips. And wow, you got some of the big names out there, authors and famous tarot readers and so forth, to give their tips. I think it's great.
Oh yeah, I was really thrilled, and everybody was so, you know, so gracious in responding and offering, you know, some of their tips for how they either stay connected or how they get grounded. And Sharona is, you know, sent me this wonderful Reiki way of doing it. In fact, in the article, if you guys go to psychictalk.net and look on the blog and look for the RX for Readers post, you'll see all these different tips here. With Sharona, you know, I subtitled it the Reiki way, because I just love what she had to share, and I thought, oh my gosh, she needs to share this with us on the radio, because I just thought it was so beautifully written.
Thank you, Sharona. It's like a
meditation kind of. That's how it struck me. I was just like reading it, and I could actually, you know, a lot of times when I read anything, I hear voices in my head, you know, but I was hearing your voice and just like, oh wow, this would just sound so good to have her do it for us.
Absolutely, thank you.
Well, you want to tell us your tip, what you wrote in the article, and also anything else, you know, relating to Reiki for Readers and preparation before a reading, or things you can do during a reading, after a reading, self-care. But what'd you put in the article?
Okay, well, absolutely. I'm thinking I should give people an introduction into what Reiki is and what the chakras are. So before I get into the meditation and the preparation, let me just kind of do a brief introduction there. Reiki is basically, it's working with the universal energy that is all around us and is in everyone and everything and connects us all. So whatever you call it, whether you call it divine spirit, divine energy, God, we all have a different name for it. It comes to us in different ways. And one of the reasons that I got into Reiki, and in particular with a Reiki system that I developed, is I see energy as colors everywhere. And it really tied in with Reiki and the system of the seven chakras. Now, we have chakras are basically energy vortexes. It's kind of like the little energy batteries. We have probably thousands of them in our bodies. But the easiest way for most people to work with them and get a concept of them as seeing them as the seven colors of the rainbow, because the chakras, as they line up in the body, they have different frequencies. So, for example, the chakra, the first chakra that most people start with, is it's red, and it is at the root of the spinal column. So it's red, and if you're into angels, it is associated with Archangel Uriel. And the vibe there is it's about trust and stability. So usually before I get out of bed, I kind of connect with these three things. So if you'd like, I can kind of quickly go through that. So the root one is it's red, it's Uriel. And I always say to myself, I am safe and secure. And I put away all fears about moving forward and doing things. And then the next one that I quickly move to is known as the sacral chakra, and that is the one that's just below your belly button. And that one, the archangel there is the Archangel Gabriel, and it's all about creativity and manifestation. So I always say I am creative and I am willing to embrace pleasure and also change. And then right above it, you have the solar plexus, which is at your belly button. And that one, the color there is yellow. I don't know whether I said the sacral one, the color there is orange, just to backtrack a little bit. But the solar plexus is yellow. And the archangel there is Jophiel. And that's all about, you know, how we feel about ourselves, our self-confidence and our self-esteem, and also our personal power. So I always say I stand fully in my power. And then the next one is at the heart, and the color is green. And the archangel there is the Archangel Raphael. And that's all about love and compassion and loving yourself and others. So I always say, I love myself and others. And then I quickly move on to the throat chakra, which is blue, and that is Archangel Michael. And that's all about self-expression and communication. So that's where I say, I speak my truth clearly and respectfully. And then the last two, which are in the upper, and you have to remember, each one of these, it vibrates at a faster rate. And that's why people who learn to do this, I actually see the color of the vibration. So vibrating a little at a higher vibration is the one that's associated with the third eye, Archangel Raziel. So the color there is going to be like an indigo blue. And that's for clarity and intuition. So I see clearly and I honor my inner visions is what I think when I think of that one. And finally, at the crown, which is violet in color, there's Archangel Zachiel. And that's for connection, for mental peace and connection with the divine energy or the divine spirit. And that one also is associated, I always say, I understand my divine purpose. So Dax and Mary, is that kind of a clear explanation of what kind of how you work with energy and what the seven chakras are about?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's wonderful. And what a great way to start your day, too, because it's like it really gets you, it's like connecting to your body, which I think is so important. We're living in this body, right? You know, it's helpful to, you know, connect to it, you know, start our day that way. But also when we acknowledge all of those things and we say those affirmations, I think that it also is connecting us to also source, you know, as well. So, and I think that, you know, is really helpful. You know, again, like we were saying, body, mind, and spirit. It's like they're, you know, make that connection. They're not separate. So I love that. I think that. And so, Sharona, you're teaching angel Reiki course. This is a type of Reiki that you are initiating the lineage of. Is that right? or
absolutely, yes, I am. And it works with color too. I mean, I because for many years I was a designer and a visual artist and a makeup artist, I kind of, it's a way of organizing things. I kind of organize things in terms of color. And the more and more that I do it, whether it's like looking at crystals or things in nature, color will come to me with a message. And also when I read the tarot cards, colors come to me.
Right.
So it's another,
wonderful.
You know, we communicate with spirit each in our own way. There's no right way, but it helps if you have like a filing cabinet or a way of organizing all this, that it makes it more fluid and it gives you a language. So for me, the colors and the chakras, it immediately resonated with me. And it's something that I share with my students, and I also bring it into my readings, because most people do see color in some form. Right, Dax? I mean, do you see color when you do readings? Are you a visual person? I mean, how does readings and seeing energy come through to you?
Well, as a tarot reader, I really don't see anything or hear anything. You know, it's not about clairaudience and clairsentience and, you know, all the clairs. You know, it's...
Yeah, you
I'm
see
reading
numbers.
I'm reading the cards.
You're a number person. Well, you're a number person,
yeah,
you know, too. You know, there are people that see the numbers with colors, too. Some people say that they're nine different colors. So I thought that's kind of interesting for numerology.
Well, in certain situations, you know, I will see numbers or tarot cards actually pop in my head without actually using the deck. But mostly I'm using the deck. You know, that's why I'm, you know, I teach people that, you know, anybody can learn tarot. You don't have to be psychic. You don't have to have any of the clairs. You can just read the cards and you can just do the numbers. Now, intuition plays a part. And as you're reading the cards, your intuition will point the way, and different symbols on the card will become more obvious. You'll be drawn to certain things that you wouldn't be drawn to with the same card, say, in a different reading under a different circumstance for a different client, you see. But as you do this, you become more and more intuitive, and you can label that psychic if you want as well. You become more psychic. It's actually a way of developing psychic abilities, you know, but you can just read the cards. And then on the cards, you're going to see color on most decks. You know, I use the Waite-Smith deck, and I particularly like the Radiant one, which has vibrant colors. And so I will make note of the colors, because the colors indicate different things. Red is passion and yellow is optimism, things like that, you know, and then the numbers will stand out. I pay more attention to the numbers than the average tarot reader.
Well, what's interesting?
Sharona,
in
a, I wanted to ask one thing that you said in the article that I thought was really interesting was talking about doing a heart-to-heart reading with your clients, and that you ask them to place their hands over their heart while you do the reading for them.
Absolutely.
How does that...
Absolutely.
What does that do? I guess, for the reading and for you as the reader.
Well, what I do is before I do a reading, and I'm really good at this because I can do it very quick, because sometimes I'm doing like readings and psychic fairs, is I always, before I do a reading, I kind of rub my hands together and then I stretch them apart because I want to feel energy. I want to feel this energy that I'm connecting with. So what I invite people to do, I mean, sometimes I'll even tell the client to do this, but usually it just starts with me. I just get comfortable, and I just kind of rub my hands together just to, you know, feel the energy and feel the warmth. And then I hold my hands a little bit apart, and I like to visualize that there is a small ball of light between my hands. And then I will take this ball of light and put it into my heart, because I want to do like a heart-to-heart connection with my clients, because I think that's the first place that you connect with people. So I put this light into my heart, and then I always tell my clients whether, you know, I kind of feel out whether they're into Reiki, you know, where they're kind of at, because I don't want to throw too many things that might be assumed as being kind of woo-woo or crazy or whatever in the beginning. But I'll just say, you know what, let's do this reading. I'm placing my hands over my heart. So let's, why don't you do that too? And then silently to myself, because I want to be confident and I want to do a good reading every time, I want to feel this energy. So this energy is confirming that I'm an energy worker. And energy working isn't just Reiki. It's also doing card readings too. I mean, we are, everything that we do, we're working with energy. And then I also see the light and I go, I'm a light worker. And I feel how good this is and how beautiful this energy is. And then it allows me to relax and kind of breathe and take it in and enjoy it. Because as a reader, it shouldn't be work. We should enjoy what we're doing. The pleasure of what we're doing in the world, it should be all about pleasure and light. So the heart is always a good place to start.
Sharona, when you were talking about rubbing your hands together, I just got this flash of the scene with Mr. Miyagi and the Karate Kid rubbing his hands together.
I guess he was
doing energy healing. He was doing Reiki.
Well, what do you think about it? When we do anything, everything we do is about energy. And if you notice, you do kind of rub your hands together. And the interesting thing is when I finish the reading, I rub my hands together and then I disconnect. So it's kind of like I'm thinking of wax on and wax off, because there's times when you do work with someone, you have to hang up the phone, you know, and break the connection.
Yeah.
So wax on, wax off. Well, I like that. I never thought of that. Thanks, Jax. That's a cool way of explaining all this.
It also reminds me of something that, you know, what Christiana Gaudet, you know, Grand Tarot Master and author, Fortune Seller, and your tarot tour guide, said in our RX for Readers article that you can find on psychictalk.net. Go to the blog there. And she said to think of yourself as a straw, like a conduit for energy, and ground yourself to the earth and connect to heaven above and run that sacred energy through yourself. But at the same time, you're not giving anything of yourself. And you're not taking on anything from the client either, you know. So I think that idea, too, of, like, you know, connecting to that universal energy, which is Reiki, you know, as well. We know it's Reiki, you know. But, you know, that idea of, like, we're that conduit, we're that straw, and we're not going to take on anything, and we're not going to give anything off either. We're just being the conduit. And I think that is such a helpful idea, because, you know, the number one thing I think that I get asked, and you guys probably do too, is like, oh my gosh, you know, you're always reading for people. Don't you feel drained all the time? And I'm like, no, because it's not my energy. I'm not giving my energy away. I'm not letting that happen, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't be, when I do readings, my best readings are where I'm not attached to what is coming through. I just kind of express that. That's from whatever you want to, you know, some people call it the angels. Some people call it divine energy. It doesn't really care. Actually, it doesn't really care what you call it. That's the funny thing. You know, we're always like arguing over what do we call this. It doesn't care. But when you let it flow through you and just kind of express it, that's when the magic starts to happen. because you're really not you're not attached to what you're saying. I mean, there is kind of maybe there is a little bit of a filter in there, but usually if you're tapped into whatever is good, you really almost don't even need the filter because it's going to be. I always say I want my reading to be full of light and love and goodness, and that'll come through, and then you're not really drained afterwards. Although there is, you know, sometimes you do have to hang up the phone when you're connecting with another person. So, Dax, thank you for the wax on and wax off. Whoa, that's a good one. I got to put that into a book somewhere.
There you go.
Yeah, what's so kind of fun, you know, hanging around, you know. It's like sometimes I think when we do these shows, it's like a couple of psychics hang, you know, sitting around the table having a conversation, you know, hanging out together because we get so many good ideas come through with each other.
Great ideas come in. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And, well, I thought, you know, why don't we share a couple more of the great tips that we got, too.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked Monty Farber, which a lot of our listeners may know of as being, you know, one half of the Enchanted Couple along with his wife, Amy Zerner, and they're the ones that created the Enchanted Tarot, and the their newest is the Enchanted Love Tarot, and oh my gosh, you know, the Karma cards, I think a lot of us have a lot of their, you know, creations, and Monty gave a great tip about when you're doing a reader, and you know, he kind of used some tarot examples in here, Dax, that I thought you might like. It he says, to gain access to the tremendous knowledge of our higher self, we must quiet the mind that thinks so we can listen to the part that knows. To assist you in concentrating on your question, you should visualize the situation in your mind's eye. If you are too emotionally attached to the situation, so like if you're doing a reading for yourself or family member and you're really, you know, you care, you know, that you should visualize the High Priestess as you shuffle the cards, knowing that she exists only to help you and answer your every question. And pose your question without any attachment to the answer you'll receive. That's probably a key part of that. And desire only truth and not the answer you would like to see. So, Dax, what do you think of that? I like the idea of visualizing the High Priestess if you feel emotionally attached to a question you're asking.
It's almost like he's saying, you know, to imagine that instead of you doing the reading for yourself or for like a family member where you're emotional, there's an emotional charge to it, you know, that you can distance yourself by, you know, visualizing that it's the High Priestess doing the reading herself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, isn't that
absolutely
cool?
Yeah, I love that.
I kind of think that's
party.
How the angel cards came about, you know, like where people got into angel cards, because a lot of people will say, oh, it's the angels that are saying this. So, you know, it's a cool way of, I think we're always worried about our ego or whatever intruding into our readings. So if we kind of give it over to a higher form of energy, it's really effective, whether it's the High Priestess or angels. It's a really cool way of doing that, of being that pipeline that we're talking about, or being that straw where it's just flowing through us.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of that, we had a tip that came in for this article from Jean Morey, who is an angel communicator. Her website's angelsloveyou.com. And a lot of us know Jean. And she says she actually holds her celestite angel stone in her hand before reading. And she calls in her angel. And she'll hold the stone during the reading too, and if she has to put it down to shuffle or type something, then she'll pick it back up again. But she says it helps her to feel the angels around her, and they send her messages and answers. So I think, you know, that's an interesting thing, you know, that to have a sort of touchstone like that, especially if, you know, that's your focus of your work is being an angel communicator and passing those messages back and forth from what you're getting from the angels to the client. I could see why that stone could kind of be like a, you know, like a telephone. Like, here, I'm holding the connector for this. And sometimes it really helps to have something physical, you know. And in
well,
fact,
funny.
You know,
I have
Jackson
one
I,
here right with me. I actually have,
on my
table, I have a piece of angel light, which is,
mm-hmm.
you know, about communicating with the angels. And I have rose
yeah.
quartz for the heart. I've got a little piece of fluoride because someone said that'll make the computer connection work better. So, yeah.
Right.
I love stone.
Yeah, and
I do
the same thing. She said she had a celestite angel stone. She didn't say if it was like a carved one. You know, celestite is one of the ones we consider being connected to the angelic realm. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I actually have a carved howlite angel that I always have during readings and stuff. It's in my hand right now. And I think that, you know, the particular stones, like you mentioned angelite and Jean Morey mentioned celestite,
mm-hmm.
for me, it's like, it really, it's kind of like what you were saying about what we call the energy. What do we call it angels? Do we call it whatever? You know, it doesn't care what we call it. And with that, it doesn't necessarily matter what type of stone you use. It's just that you need to feel that connection with it. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
if people think, well, you know, I might get a piece of angelite or celestite, but, you know, I don't really like those stones, then don't get those stones. You know, find your stone. Find what makes it resonate with you. And for me, it's howlite.
Absolutely.
Of course,
yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love that stone, too. Yep.
It's amazing. And then, you know, what's so funny is, you know, we talk about a lot of this, and even what you were saying about like what your clients can handle, like if they want to hear a lot about Reiki, or if, you know, that's, you know, kind of going over their head or something, you know, sometimes, you know, self-care is just really, really basic. Like I thought
mm-hmm.
Stephen Bright, who created the Tarot Within, the Spirit Within Tarot deck, which is a deck that I have, and it came out last year. It's just, I think it's genius. But he offered a tip, and he said that he's focused like more on, you know, clearing the energy after reading. And he says, you know, what he does is he washes his hands. It's something he does before and after readings. And, in respect to keeping cards clean, but also getting himself in the zone for a reading session. And then afterwards, he'll wash his hands with water and imagine the energy of the reading flowing away and down the hole in the sink. And thinks of it like a bit like, you know, how a doctor washes their hands between patients, you know. So I thought that was kind of a, you know, if you're not into stones, if you're not into Reiki, just wash your hands. You know, I love that.
Oh, absolutely.
Or you can just change state. You know, I actually see a lot
yeah.
of this, a lot of these tips. They seem like they're separate things and different things, but if you really analyze it, it's all the same thing. It's all about changing state. And so
yeah.
with washing the hands, you know, he's just identified with that this is how he's going to change state by washing
mm-hmm.
his hands before after the reading,
mm-hmm.
you know. But you
yeah.
don't have to use any physical objects. You don't have to do any rituals if you don't want to. There's probably readers out there that are crystal phobes, or they're just not
huh?
into crystals, or they don't want to do Reiki or whatever. So I teach my students
yeah.
a couple of NLP techniques, which you don't need anything for. You're doing it all in your mind. And one is, it's similar to, you know, creating sacred space. And it's similar
mm-hmm.
also to anchoring, where
mm-hmm.
it's called the circle of excellence. And so you're
mm-hmm.
imagining... You're imagining a circle on the floor, and in that circle, you're anchoring in, you're putting in. And by the way, the other technique is anchoring, so it's all the same thing, really. So in the circle of excellence, you're putting in all the things that you would want. How do you want to be in a reading? You know, so you would put in the confidence and, you would think back to readings that went incredibly well. And we've all had that where we've been really on that day and things just flowed and the information just came. You would anchor that in too. And you would anchor in protection. You would anchor in, you know, just everything that you want to be and to happen in the reading. You'd put all that into your circle of excellence. So right before every reading, you just imagine your circle of excellence. You step into the circle. Boom. You pull in all of that and you take it with you into the reading. And then you can anchor the same things or similar onto a body part. Typically, we put it on the first knuckle of the left hand if you're right-handed, or vice versa if you're left-handed. And during the reading, if you find yourself getting anxious or the confidence slipping, or you don't know where to go next, you know, and so you're not, you know, what you did with the circle of excellence, maybe you're not feeling it, you know, and it's starting to go away or something, you can just touch the first knuckle and fire off that trigger, for lack of a better word, it's an anchor, and instantly change state. It's all about changing state. And so you change state back into there. Now, typically with the NLP technique, with circle of excellence, you know, we're just imagining that there's a circle maybe 18 inches across or 24 inches across on the floor in front of us. But with tarot readers, I often tell them, hey, you know, you could make a mini cross on the floor with tarot cards. And reader can decide for yourself, you know, what are the cards that represent these different attributes that you're anchoring into the circle. So, you know, you might decide, okay, I want the strength card, you know, for confidence. And, you know, I want the high priestess to be, so I'm connected to my intuition and the information's flowing. And so you can just put the cards down on the floor and then step in. So that's another
way.
Wow.
I love that. That is so cool. That is so cool. But, you know, look, so if everybody is listening, because, you know, I'm sure we, it's like you were saying, like everybody has their, like, different ways that resonate with them. And there might be some people that don't like crystals, although this is news to me. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Crystal
How
folk.
Dare you? Who are these people? But anyways, if anybody wants to read, you know, we got some other great tips too in here. Cooch Daniels shared a great tip on grounding, and Maggie Lukowski shared a really awesome meditation and, you know, slash prayer that she does with her clients, that she says for herself and her clients. And there's just all kinds more great stuff there. And I think Dax put the link to the on the in the chat room here, and also go over to our Facebook group. If you haven't joined, go over to Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook, join the group, and we're going to have a post there about the show today. Yeah, and we'd love to hear everybody else's like tips, what they like to do to keep themselves in great shape for doing readings. I know one of my favorite things to do is just to after I'm done readings, you know, like say if I've, you know, been reading, you know, doing readings for like 2 hours straight, I like to have like a piece of chocolate, you know, just to kind of get those taste buds going, you know, get back into my body, because you were talking about changing states, Dax, and I think that, you know, we go into a different state. I feel like we go into a different state a lot of times when we're doing readings. I consider it like going into a light alpha state. So after I'm done, I like that disconnect and do something physical and something like chocolate or something rich. It's like, you know, you can't help but like come alive and back in your body and be reminded of like your physical grounded state with things like that. You know, not everybody likes chocolate probably either, which is strange, but possible. Whatever it is,
that sounds
really good.
That's like crystals. I would think everyone
right?
likes chocolate and crystals.
I know.
Yeah.
Who are these people? Yeah.
Well, and there's some very basic stuff too. Like for instance, you want to be hydrated. A lot of us don't drink enough water. So, you know, have a bottle of water there for you to take some sips during the reading, but also drink a whole bottle of water before you even go into the reading. So you're hydrated and, you know, that helps with cognition and your mind functioning and you're going to be talking because that's what you do in a reading. You're talking to the client, you know, and it's just like, doing a radio show here. You know, I have a bottle of water right here because you got to stay hydrated and, you know, for your voice to be functioning right and everything as well. You know, you want to keep hydrated. So that, you know, just simple things like that. You know, drink water before the reading. Drink water during the reading.
Oh, most
definitely. Hello. Makes a
Absolutely.
Lot of sense.
Yeah, I
yeah,
also wanted to
I
mention, before we go to phone calls, I just wanted to mention real quick that if you're listening to this in archive and you don't want to search through the blog, although you can just put RX in the search box, you know, but if you just type in your browser, psychictalk.net, and put /RX, that article will pop right up and you can go read the article.
Oh, cool.
Absolutely. You want to hear another cool thing that I found that really works great for psychic readers like myself that might live in like a big city like New York? Like right now, I'm talking from you to you from a space that's on the 13th floor, so we don't touch the earth that much. And I found that you can buy their slabs of salt that are in like a brick, and you can put both of your feet on it. So I am touching the earth, even though I am up in the air in New York City, because it's so important to be grounded. So you can order these like slabs of salt crystal. So it brings in the crystals too.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like
That's
pink
a clever
salt.
Workaround.
Yeah.
And you can put your bare feet
yeah.
on them. But I guess you could also put a couple of crystals under your feet, too, if you wanted to, or rocks, if you wanted to keep grounded, because that allows the energy to flow through you.
Oh,
well, you
absolutely.
Know, water's really
and,
grounding,
you know, it's
too.
Funny.
You could take one of those basins and put warm water in it and put
oh.
salt in it, and you could put your feet in
oh.
it while you're doing your reading. There you go.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, my gosh. That would be so wonderful. A foot bath. Get the massage kind, too, you know, and just
exactly.
as long as it doesn't make a lot of noise, you could be getting a nice, like,
if foot bath you know, massage. It might be a little strange if your clients are there with you, but a lot of us do these readings via Skype now, okay? So, you know, the client's not in the room with you, so you can do anything you want. So you can have your salted foot bath, yeah.
I love it. Oh, yes, we need the reader's spa day with crystals and water and all this stuff. I love it. Yeah, you know, but Sharona, you reminded me, you know, that's one thing I do. It's like, you know, right here on my table next to me while we're doing the show, I have a halite crystal, which is, you know, the salt crystal, like the kind of orange, mm-hmm. orangey pink that you see. And what I do is kind of similar to what Stephen Bright was talking about with the hand washing, because salt is so cleansing. I use it, I rub my hands in it like I'm washing it with the salt crystal in between readings to kind of clear away anything you know, in between. I do that in between callers, too. Because there's, you know, and these are all, you know, look, either, like Dax says, is like you don't actually need to have, like, all the, you know, things that you need to buy or you know, have around you. You can do it a lot with your mind, you know, using like the NLP methods that Dax mentioned and stuff, or with the tarot cards too, or you can just, you know, just keep in mind that you need to take care of yourself, that you need to not ignore, you know, how you're doing too, because I think we spend so much focus on people come to us with their problems, you know, and things that they're concerned with. And so our focus is so much on them that sometimes in helping them that sometimes we can forget, like, hey, we gotta take care of ourselves as well.
It's kind of like being on the airplane where they tell you to put the mask, the oxygen mask, on yourself first, because you can't really help anybody else if you're gasping for air. And it's you know, we're such loving and you know, sharing people. It's important that we nourish ourselves too. So absolutely.
By the way, ladies, we're having such a great time with this. We've only got 15 minutes left in the show. Do you want to take some phone calls?
Wow. Well,
yes. Go
ahead. Who's out there?
Awesome. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 917. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. My name is Samantha, and I would like to know, I'm calling from New Jersey. I would like to know what you see coming up for me next. My program where I work will be shutting down August 2nd. They're looking for a replacement for me, but I don't know where I'm going to be. I'm applying to other jobs as well. But I would like to know what you see, please.
Okay.
Alrighty. I hear shuffling.
I know. I'm trying to do it so quietly. Sorry. So who should go first? Dax, are you ready?
Whoever's got something, go first.
Okay. Okay, I'm done shuffling now. Let's see. So the first thing that comes up, So look, you know, I know the program's ending and you're wondering, like, what's ahead for you. And I really just want to tell you, based on the cards that come up, that, like, don't worry about it. Because what comes up is we have a lover's card, which a lot of times has to do with choice, but it's also an indication that, like, hey, you know, with this change, maybe it's an opportunity to look for something that, you know, is really going to connect you on the heart level too. You know, sometimes a job is just a job, but sometimes it helps if it's something that we also care about and that we love. The Fool card comes up in the outcome position. And so it's saying, like, look, the possibilities are limitless. You're not going to be put in a situation where there's nothing available to you. We have the Ace of Cups. Aces to me are about opportunities. And then the other card that comes up is the King of Cups. So with the King of Cups, this could very well be connected to somebody, you know, to a man who maybe is the one who offers you the job, or maybe maybe he's even a water sign, so like a Cancer or Pisces or a Scorpio. But no matter what, I feel like, you know, embrace it and not go into this transition with fear. And that's what I've got. Dax, Sharona, what do you guys have?
I'm getting something similar. Don't feel pressured just to take another job that might not resonate with you. I am getting a message from Archangel Gabriel coming up, not to panic, because you are going to be offered two things that you're going to like, that probably are going to be a lot better for you. This is a good thing. You know, relax and don't buy into the pressure and the fear. And two good things will be coming up for you really soon, like probably September or so, that you're going to have to pick from. So all good stuff.
yeah, I was getting a lot of three cards and four, you know, it could be 3 or 4 weeks, but, you know, relatively quickly, actually. And something about the internet, it, you know, the message will come through the internet, and a project is the central focus, is a project that you're going to be working on. So, yeah, it's definitely, there's definitely something out there. I know, Sharona, you said you saw a couple of things, and I'm seeing this one project, and I don't think it's going to take all that long. So there you go. I hope that helped you out, Samantha. We're going to run on and see if we can squeeze in maybe one or two more calls before the end of the show here. Don't forget, folks, you can go over to psychictalk.net/ and then just put RX, and the prescription for readers article is going to pop up. Such great stuff. I love it. In fact, I want to take this whole episode and put the audio on my Tarot by the Numbers course for the students to listen to. This has just been great.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, looks like area code 216 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 216, are you there? I think it sounds like they're snoring. I think they fell asleep.
It does sound like that.
I'm just going to put... I'm going to put 216. Yeah, I'm just going to put 216 back on hold, and we can come back to them if there's
back
time.
To bed.
Yeah. So let's go over to 201 that's been waiting the longest, the next one. And caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 201.
Hi. My name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Jackie. Well,
hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
If I missed the beginning of the show, do I ask a question or do you just pick cards?
Yeah. No, you can ask a question. What's your question that you wanted a reading on today?
Well, there's some things that I'm trying to, I'm actually going through a purge. I'm trying to let go so that I can move on. But I need to move some things from one location to another location. I'm just trying to find out if that's a good thing to do at this point or wait until after things are finalized.
Right. So should you already start, you know, that preparation by, you know, kind of moving things from place to place, kind of like putting them in storage or something? Is that what we're kind of talking about here? Or leaving them with somebody?
I want to move them to the house where I want to live, but I haven't finalized the complete acquisition of the property yet. And there's some work that needs to be done over there, but I need space.
Oh, right. So you're wondering, like, is it okay to go ahead and assume that everything's going to, you know, go through the
fall
complete
place,
process?
Yes.
And right,
yes,
gotcha, gotcha. So who's first? I went first last time. Sharona, Dax. Somebody.
Make sure you check your PMs. Check your PMs.
Okay. Okay. All right. Sharona, did you have anything yet, or should I go first here?
Well, I'm definitely getting that it's a good move to let go of some things. Because I have the Queen of Swords coming up, and she is known as someone who is able to figure out what's important in life and let things go. When I hear things, I also hear not only physical things, but maybe there are ways of thinking or energies that are going to be helpful that you need to let go of. And I'm getting a tremendous reading about letting go of energies and any kind of things that have been holding you back so you can move forward. And once you let go of these things that are both physical and intangible, you are going to be in a different place. So not just objects, but maybe ways of thinking too have to be, I think, of like edited out of your life and changed. What are you getting, Dex?
Well, I've got an interesting cards that come up here. So look, the thing, the card that's overlooking everything else is the Nine of Pentacles. And so you're saying, should I go ahead and, you know, make some room for myself by going ahead and moving this stuff into this place that, you know, we want to move into, but it's still not, the process isn't complete yet. The Nine of Pentacles to me is, you know, it's a card of harvest, right? And so it's this idea of like, you know, it's worth the wait to make sure you've got the full benefit of everything and that everything is completely stable. We have the Four Wands here. The Chariot card talks about strategy, but it's also like saying to me, because it has the Ten of Swords, it's like, hold your horses, you know, like literally, because there's horses, right, in the Chariot card. And it's saying like, wait, you know, this isn't going to be as long a wait as maybe we're thinking of, but you want to make sure that everything's like on solid ground here. And you know, I am with the Two of Cups, which is a beautiful energy to end with, you know, because it talks about everything being in harmony. So I think, like, even though you want to make space and stuff and kind of, you know, kind of get going, you know, I don't think it's a great idea to kind of, like, try to jump the gun on it. I think that, you know, wait it out a little bit and make sure everything's on solid ground there, and then I think you're going to be, you know, happy with the way everything turns out in the end. So,
okay.
That's what I got. I hope that's helpful to you. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks
great
for the
advice.
Call. Hope that's helped out.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So let's try that 216 one more time. Maybe they've come back to the phone there, and we might be able to squeeze them in for the top of the hour here. Let's see. 216, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
All right.
Cleveland.
Good.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
How much? What did you want to, a reading today? Did you want to talk about the topic?
Just a quick reading on prosperity.
I love that word.
Prosperity. Let's take a look here. Ooh, I'm getting a lot of background noise here. I'm going to put the line on hold for a minute here. Prosperity. And it looks to me like there is a lot of different choices, and a lot of these things are illusory. They're illusion, they're fantasy, they're dead ends. The main thing is getting focused on one thing. That's what I'm seeing. That the prosperity comes from figuring out what you're really passionate about and going for that. And then the abundance flows from that. Something, I'm getting independent here. So it's definitely something you're going to do yourself. It's not working for somebody else. It's your own thing. And it's following what, you know, you're really passionate about. Not thinking, oh, okay, I could do this and it would make money. And I could do that and it would make money. I think that's referring to how there are a lot of these options, but they're really, a lot of them are dead ends. In fact, most of them are. fantasy and illusion. Okay, you want to get away from thinking down those lines that, you know, what makes money. Instead, you want to focus on what makes your heart sing. What are you passionate about? What can you really sink your teeth into? And focus on this, just this one thing. And if you have other irons in the fire, put everything on the back burner and just focus on the one thing. Sharona, you or Mary?
Okay,
getting
well, what I can, I, something is coming up for me. You need more helpful friends in your life. People who think positively. So you have to get out and about and start networking, you know, go network. I call it networking. It means like, you know, you're talking to people, you know, find a group and friends who support you, who aren't negative thinking, you know, people who can lift you up and give you creative ideas and solutions for moving forward. And once that happens, you're going to just see such a change in your life. That is what I'm getting.
Awesome, Sharona. Mary? Did we lose Mary?
Yeah. No, okay, I'm back.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Muted. I muted myself. Yeah. Yeah, you know, what came up is like a, you know, really kind of, you know, resonates with what Sharona and Dax are both saying, you know, that idea of like the choice is like choose something that you really, that makes your heart sing. The Lover's card comes up and, you know, it is about, you know, being heart connected, and it is about choices as well. You know, prosperity, we define it in so many different ways, right? We have the Ten of Pentacles in the outcome position here, which is one of the ways I would define prosperity. But let me tell you, you know, it does have to do with like being grounded and being practical. And sometimes with the Ten of Pentacles, it's connected more to home and hearth too. It could be connected to the family. So I don't know if, you know, there's family members that you could go into business with, or, you know, that's even a thought. But I do have the King of Pentacles that comes up overlooking everything. So it makes me feel like there is going to be a male figure. Sometimes the King of Pentacles can even be like a father figure or somebody that you would look up to that maybe could, you know, help you, give you a job or mentor you, give you some advice, something like that. And the other thing that comes up is the Three of Wands, which for me is a card of the observer. So it's like you're going to learn how to make yourself prosperous in a way that's practical and grounded. Four of Wands is the other card too, still pointing me towards that sort of family connection for some reason, but still it's a card of stability as well. So I feel like prosperity literally is in the cards for you. We just need to like take a step back, figure out what direction we want to go, and listen to your heart, listen to those feelings where, you know, when you feel like, oh wow, I feel good about the idea of doing this, or I feel good about the idea of working with this person. You know, those are the kind of things that are coming up in the cards. So I hope that's helpful.
Hope that helped you out, Desmond. We got to run because we're at the end of the show, and it was fabulous. It was great chatting with you, Sharona and Mary, on this topic. And I just wanted to let everybody know that we're taking a break next Saturday, but then the following Saturday, I don't have my calendar up here, but it's the first Saturday in August. So, okay, so next week is the 27th. We're taking that off. And then on the 3rd of August, we'll be back. Actually, Mary will be back. She'll be doing Mystical Musings. So that's what's coming up. And you can, yeah. Do you have a topic yet? I didn't hear a topic yet.
Yes, it's a mystery. It's a Mystical Musings mystery at this point, but we will know very soon. Very soon.
Awesome. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. And a lot of the shows are going on hiatus this week. We're taking some short breaks. We'll be back the next week. But I just wanted to let everybody know that ahead of time. And you can just go over to psychetalk.net/upcoming and check out, you know, when the next shows are. I know there's shows on Monday. There's actually two of them. And but most of them this week are going to be on hiatus and will be returning the following week. Just to give everybody a little heads up there, you know, taking a little summer break, getting some things done. But go over to psychetalk.net/upcoming and you'll see the whole schedule. All righty. And, someone was asking in the chat room. I thought this was really funny because I put in the URL to your course, Sharona, psychetalk.net/angel reiki. And then Nice Self.
Oh, wow.
Nice Self. They put in right under it said, where can I go to learn Reiki? the link is right above that comment. Hello. Yes. Go check out Sharona's course at psychetalk.net/angel reiki. It's on sale right now too. So go over and check it out. psychetalk.net/angel reiki. It's right above your comment there, Nice Self. But that just cracked me up because I just put it in, you know, right before their comments. I'll put it in again for them. There we go. psychetalk.net/angel reiki. Yep. Don't forget my flash sale.
Universe is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Synchronicities.
Yep. And for my course,
well, it's a great way of self-care. And
right.
For prosperity.
Absolutely.
You can create a whole new career with it. So.
Yep.
It's a good thing.
And for my course, I just want to remind everybody to go over to psychetalk.net/flash. Say that five times fast. psychetalk.net/flash. I've got my flash sale going. It's just today and tomorrow, and then it goes away midnight on Sunday. So if you've been wanting to enroll in my course, you know, this is the best time. It's not going to get any cheaper than that. I mean, it's just $47. So go over there to psychetalk.net/flash and jump in on that flash sale.
When does it expire? When did you say it expires, this flash sale?
Tomorrow at midnight.
Ah, hurry up, people.
Yes, hurry up.
Quick.
Yeah.
Do it.
Now, we do have the summer sale going on all summer long till September. So, you know, my course and the membership and the certification and also my tarot readings and numerology reports, everything's on sale on the summer sale, you know, which is going on all the way to September. But this flash sale, the course is even cheaper than it is on the summer sale. So you really want to grab this. Okay, so I guess it's gonna be quite a few weeks before I get back on with you, Mary.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you.
Oh yeah.
So goodbyes are so hard, you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back, folks, and Mary will be back in 2 weeks. She's going to do her mystical music show.
I will.
Show. Awesome.
And it'll be really interesting. Whatever it will be interesting.
Yeah. And I got to talk to Sharona about when she's going to be on next. Right, Sharona?
I love guesting on different programs because everyone on the Psychic Talk .net radio. It's just such a wonderful people to hang out with. So people, you know, call in, listen in. Where can you find such a great group of people to be with, right?
Absolutely. So I'll chat with you after the show, and we're going to get you on some of the other shows and everything.
That'll be awesome. I love it.
Let's say goodbye to everyone. Thanks. Let's say thanks to all of our callers and listeners and, you know, we don't have a show without you, and I'm just going to say goodbye, Mary, and goodbye, Sharona, and we'll be talking soon.
Bye, Dax. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, Jack.
Bye, Sharada.
Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Bye, everybody.
Happy Psychic Saturday. Bye, guys.
Bye.